Good morning. My name is Leslie Keller, and I will be your conference operator for today. Participation in this conference call is strictly limited to invited participants. This call is exclusively for financial analysts and investors. If you are not an invited guest, please disconnect at this time. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the conference call on General Economic Policy Preliminary Guidelines 2021. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a questions and answers session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star 8 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 8 again. I will now introduce you to the speakers. Gabriel Llorio González, Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit. Mario Alejandro Gaitán González, Chief Economist of the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit. And José de Luna Martínez, Head of the Public Debt Unit of the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit, to proceed with the remarks. Please go ahead. We are experiencing a technical difficulty. We will reconnect momentarily.
Hello, this is the Luciano Mejia, Investor Relations Head. We are having some problems. Please wait a minute.
Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us today. First of all, I would like to apologize because of the delay in starting this conference call. We have a problem of saturated telephone lines, but we have already solved that problem. Also, I would like to start telling you that I really hope that you and your families are doing well. These are very difficult and uncertain times where we have to put health above all our priorities, and I'm sure that we will get through all this, not only in Mexico, but also globally. Also, I would like to tell you that the Hacienda team has been already working, doing home office. Most of the susceptible people that could get sick were sent home 2 weeks ago. And last week, we already asked all the Hacienda staff to do home office. As you all know, last Wednesday, the Ministry of Finance published the General Economic Policy Preliminary Guidelines for 2021. This document is the first step to establish a dialogue with Congress about the economic and public finances outlook that will conclude with the elaboration and formulation of the 2021 economic program. I will start by briefly describing the recent evolution of the external outlook faced by the Mexican economy to later address the main messages concerning the updated macroeconomic framework and the public finances figures contained in the document. The global economic outlook has quickly deteriorated in the first quarter of 2020 due to the public health emergency originated by the COVID-19 outbreak. Secondly, the oil price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia has originated further reductions in oil price. Given this complex environment, there has been a constant downward revision of global economic projections in a very short period of time. The global pandemic has implicated sanitary measures to contain it, which are generating significant negative effects on the economic activity, a disruption of global supply chains, and greater uncertainty and volatility in financial markets around the world, particularly in emerging economies. To cope with the global pandemic, Mexico has fiscal and financial buffers, such as funds and reserves to deal with the health contingencies, resources in the Revenue Stabilization Fund, usually called FAPE by the Spanish acronym, a flexible credit line with the IMF, a swap line with the U.S. Federal Reserve, and a swap line with the U.S. Treasury. The oil hedges to compensate the reduction in oil price are also in place. Moreover, the implementation of different public policy measures, as well as additional sets of actions that are ongoing to be announced soon, will help mitigate the effects of external and internal shocks on the economy. In the short term, These measures will contribute to face the challenges in health, employment, and liquidity of companies and households, as to protect the income and well-being of the most vulnerable groups. In the medium term, they will boost aggregate demand and reactivate the economy. Given the global economic perspective and the recent evolution of the Mexican economy, the macroeconomic framework for 2020 and 2021 was updated with the latest available information. It should be noted that the epidemic outbreak of COVID-19 represents an atypical situation that introduces a high level of uncertainty, since it is unknown how the epidemiological curve will evolve around the world, making it difficult to generate projections of all the variables used for public finances purposes. I will now turn to briefly describe the main variables. For 2020, economic growth is expected to be between minus 3.9% to 0.91% in real terms. We are being cautious, so for public finances purposes, we used an estimate of minus 2.9%. Oil price is expected to be lower than what was approved in the program due to the latest development in the oil market. The yearly average will amount to $24 per barrel versus $48 per barrel in the original program. Both the average nominal interest rate and the oil production targets are expected to be lower than previous estimated. An average nominal exchange rate of 22 pesos per dollar, higher than the previous estimate, is considered as a reference for public finance estimates. The inflation rate used in the elaboration of public finances estimations amounts to 3.5% of the year-end 2020. Inflation is expected to continue low and stable as the fall in energy prices continues and the effects of high exchange rate volatility and uncertainty in the economic outlook dissipate. Regarding 2021, GDP is expected to grow between 1.5 and 3.5%. Economic activity is expected to recover next year after the uncertainty generated by the COVID-19 outbreak dissipates. Oil price is expected to be higher than the 2020 estimate, amounting to $30 per barrel. Moreover, oil production is expected to be higher in 177,000 barrels per day compared to the 2020 projection. Both average nominal interest rate and inflation rate are expected to be lower with respect to 2020. Finally, the average exchange rate used for public finances estimation is lower than that of 2020, amounting to 21.3 pesos per dollar. In terms of public finances, the government strategy for 2020 is to maintain a balance between the need to stimulate the economy in a complex environment and maintaining sound public finances. In 2020, the public sector borrowing requirements, which are the broadest measure of public deficit, will reach a level of 4.4% of GDP, whereas public balance will end up at a deficit of 3.3% of GDP. At the primary deficit, and the primary deficit will stand at 0.4% of GDP. Consistently with these figures, the historical balance of the PSBR is expected to reach 52.1% of GDP. With respect to 2019, it is estimated that the historical balance of the PSBR will increase around 7.2% percentage points due to, number one, a higher deficit which was originally approved by the Congress back in September. Number two, lower GDP base. Number three, higher exchange rate. And number four, higher PSBRs with respect to what was originally approved in the 2020 economic program. It is important to note that the higher PSBRs do not represent an increase in debt. It is mostly due to the use of public sector assets, like the Budgetary Revenues Stabilization Fund, FAPE. For 2021, given the current macroeconomic framework estimate, the historical balance of the PSBRs will maintain a stable trajectory by reaching 52.1% of GDP by year end. Given this, PSBRs are estimated to decrease at 4% percentage of GDP in 2021. This implies a public deficit of 3.5% of GDP and a primary deficit of 0.6% of GDP. Finally, in the face of the adverse circumstances we are currently experiencing, the federal government will act accordingly by implementing the countercyclical measures needed to overcome this complex environment with a responsible management of public finances. Thank you for your attention. We are now ready for Q&A session.